Gusty winds and the swiftly flowing Quijac River. Iyagig is looking to these forces of nature to tamp down the cost of running diesel generators to power the village of 69 people. They're piloting two different wind energy projects right now, horizontal and vertical access wind turbines. Carl Hill is the Iyagig Village Administrator and the General Manager for Iliamna Lake Contractors.
We have had problems with wind power, both vertical and horizontal access wind turbines. Some of it is associated with frequency fluctuations on our grid. Others are with robustness of the turbines, I guess you could say. But we do have some turbines that are operating fairly well, and we do believe we have a good wind resource here. So we're testing right now.
Horizontal access wind turbines are most likely what you picture when you think of a wind farm. A tower with spinning blades on the side, like a modern-day windmill. Of the six that they've installed, two are operating correctly. One at the village greenhouse and one at a residential home. Two vertical access wind turbines sit on a small hill overlooking the Quijac River. Blades on vertical access wind turbines are, as you might guess, vertical. They spin as a fixed cylinder around a center pole. It looks something like a spinning lampshade. That's a project led by Stanford and the University of Alaska Anchorage, utilizing an approximately $2 million grant from the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation. It's an experimental design that allows engineers to install a group of turbines in a small area. John DeBeery is a professor at Stanford University who's working on the project.
The conventional industry standard was that you think of each of the wind turbines as an isolated unit, and it just tries to generate as much energy as it can without worrying about the consequences for the air around its neighbors. Well, it turns out that if you do that, then the only way to really design a wind farm effectively is to spread out those turbines as far apart as possible. Well, in many applications like this village, that's not really an option. This is pristine land, and you don't want to dedicate your entire village to energy generation.
This winter, designers hope to test and improve the robustness of the design before installing more vertical access turbines. The village had high hopes for a RivGen run-of-the-river hydropower system. The Ocean Renewable Power Company worked for 3 summers on developing the floating device that they estimate could have offset half of Iyagig's diesel consumption. The U.S. Department of Energy awarded the village just under $400,000 in 2016 for testing and design improvements, but that grant was competitive, and Iyagig was not selected for the grant's next phase, so development of hydropower in the village is on hold.
It's a viable technology, and we think that it could still benefit our village. And the funding source did say that if further funding came down, they would definitely fund our project. The likelihood of that, I think, to be realistic, is fairly slim with the way the budgets are these days.
They haven't given up. Finding another source of funding for that project is a top priority in Iyagig's continual effort to rely on alternative energy. Robert Wills is the president of Intergrid, a power electronics consulting company. He was in the village last month to work on the electronics that go along with the wind turbines. He's also been involved with the RivGen system. The way he sees it, running Iyagig on alternative energy is possible and cost-effective in the long run.
To do what we really need to do for the village here, it's probably a $1 million program, something like that. And it has to involve battery storage. It'll involve the hydrokinetic turbine in the river and some wind turbines, maybe a vertical axis array and maybe some larger horizontal machines. And so if you add all that up, it's probably more than $1 million. But do you know how much they pay for fuel here a year? About $250,000.
That's the primary driver for all these projects, fuel costs. Diesel has to be flown in, as the village continues to pay between $5.75 and $6.33 for every gallon of diesel. They're committed to finding another way to keep the lights on. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.